Welcome back to the Action Sit Rep. I'm Kelsey.
And I'm Deb.
And we are here to talk about episodes 7 and 8 of Fallout.
The radio and the beginning.
Woo! Yeah. So, answers. And now you see what I meant by so much worse, right?
So much worse. We are just horrible people. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, it, bad God. Enough. That, yes, we're going to drop the bombs. But not only are we going to drop the bombs, but we're going to use this as experiments.
Yeah.
No, so we'll I'll
and
just
clearly
say, like,
we're going to keep dropping bombs.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because Shady Sands only happened
recently.
Yeah. Probably less than 30 years ago, right? Because how old is Lucy?
I mean, Maximus is what, like, I mean, he's what, mid-20s or something?
Yeah.
So 20 years ago, yeah.
Oh my God. Wow. Capitalism.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. Yay.
Yeah.
But some crazy shit happened in both episodes.
Both episodes. Really good, though.
Yeah. Okay, I hope we're going to see Thaddeus again because he is so hysterically stupid.
Oh, I know.
I love him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I never should have died. Trusted a doctor who smelled like that.
Yeah. Oh, Thaddeus. So dumb. So
it's
sweet.
So funny. Sort of sweet, but also kind of evil because he did leave Max locked in the suit.
He did, but he also thought Max had like killed somebody and stolen the suit. So
right.
That's a terrible way to handle it. But at the same time, you know, yeah, based on what he had been raised as.
True.
He had been acting on some set of morals. So I don't know about evil, but like definitely not a great guy, but you know, in sweet in his own misguided way.
Yes. We'll okay. All right. I'll agree with that.
Like but, a pitiful yeah. little puppy.
What was the line? Your ignorance is no excuse for your behavior.
Yeah,
is that
that's fair.
The line? Yeah. I think that was the line. Something close to that. Yeah. Ignorance cannot excuse cruelty. That's the line.
Yeah.
So there we go. We yeah. understand why he did it, but it's not an excuse.
Yeah.
Which yeah. applies to so many characters here. Pretty much everybody at some point.
Yeah. I loved the one Vault letting Lucy go as like her terrible punishment. That whole thing, that whole setup was amazing. And yeah. and here's your 2-week supply of food.
Yeah.
But we're only giving you 2, you know, like.
But we will carry it to the surface for you.
Amazing.
I really hope we're going to see more of Vault 4 because they are awesome.
Yeah. They were great. I love them. I love Maximus coming in to save her and just like
yeah.
thumping people around. She's like, no, no.
Stop. They're letting me go. And just as she's trying to convince them to let him stay.
Yeah.
So, oh my God. But the best thing about Vault 4 is we do know it is possible to hold on to your humanity.
Yes.
It is possible.
Even as you've been experimented on.
Yes. Yep. Now we know where finger mouth comes from, which I guess we already knew that, but.
And so many other things. Man, there's so many. When you get into the lore of Fallout, oh, I can't even tell you. Like, you read about in, like, the stories that they put out, as well as, like, in-game, like, some of the crazy vaults. There's, like, a vault where it's, like, here's a bunch of people and a live panther. You know? Yeah. Here's a vault with all men and one woman.
Oh.
Here's a vault with all women and one man. And what's crazy is according to like the Fallout lore, the all men, one woman, she's treated like a queen. The opposite is terrible.
Mm.
You know? And it's just like, all these like little things. Like one of them is like, I just, it's very, it's crazy what they did. Voltec is horrible.
Oh yeah, they are absolutely evil. Evil, yeah. Evil, evil. Wow.
One of them, they had to sacrifice someone, or everybody would die, until they got down to, I think it was like the last like four or five people, oh. And they refused, and they found out that all along, all they had to do was refuse, mm-hmm. and the experiment would stop, and four, it was like, you know, whatever, if it's four of the five or three of the four, whatever, killed themselves because because of the guilt, and only one person like survived and left the vault.
Wow. These are probably like little, to be killed.
Yeah. These are like the little clues that you find in game. It's terrible.
And yet it's so easy to imagine this happening.
Yeah.
I really just don't have much trouble believing that.
That's the scary thing, would be right?
Yeah.
Of people like being able to sort of turn off the ability to see other people as human, mm-hmm. to see them instead as experiments, or to see them in terms of monetary gain or whatever. We're
already there.
Yeah.
As far as that's concerned, I mean, we're already talking about building condo units on the ocean in Gaza. So what the heck?
Yeah. Well, even in terms, if you think about something as simple as sports, right? Mm-hmm. Like, yep. I love hockey, and the evolution of helmets in hockey and the protection of people's faces, right? Mm-hmm. And how some people like don't like the idea of like Connor Bedard started wearing like the full fishbowl to protect mm-hmm. his entire face, and there are other people going like, oh no, this is terrible. He can't do it. He's ruining hockey. He's scoring more because he's doing this. It's cheating. Like, he might be scoring more because he feels safer. Mm-hmm. Like, how terrible that we would want to protect somebody. We put these people in danger, or the NFL with the concussions, you know, and it is this willingness to put people's lives at risk for entertainment.
Well, long what was known about CTE was hidden, and how mm-hmm. long the NFL actively fought implementing concussion protocols. I mean, we followed concussion protocols in the 80s as athletic trainers, and they would not. So that knowledge was there a long time ago, and yet, nope, just let them keep hurting each other. That's where the money is.
Yeah. It sounds crazy because I think the way that we treat athletes often leads to some very demented, you know, egotistical, like, you know, people who treat the world like it needs to bow down to them. But at the same time, you know, I think about like college athletes who are mm-hmm. not allowed to benefit in any way from their.
Well, they are now.
They are now, but for so long.
But it took a long time.
Who are supposed to both study and perform on the field, mm-hmm. but not allowed to benefit. But if they get hurt,
they're gone. Too bad. There goes the scholarship.
Yep.
There goes that you were supposed to be doing all this for.
Yeah. There goes everything. There goes the entire future that you've done. Your college can benefit. They will benefit. They will make millions off of you. Yep. You're not allowed to, though. And it's like, we treat them like they're little plastic dolls to be played with, you know, mm-hmm. and it's greedy for them. How dare they want more right. off of their own bodies? So yeah, the idea that we would just transfer that into this, very easy. Yep. It's just one step further. It's not, you know.
And it's not even a very big step.
Yeah.
It's a tiny little step to get there. Yep.
You know, it's Big Brother, the TV show. But a little bit further.
Maybe that's why I don't have never watched that.
I mean, I don't
concept was yeah.
I think the only like reality show I like is the Big British Bake Off, because they're all so kind to each other. They're so exactly. supportive and sweet, and like seem genuinely nice to each other.
Yep.
Anyways, back to the show. Show's
back to
great.
The show. Yeah. So, okay. I guess I must have missed this, but how is William / Moldova still alive? Was she...
So I think she must be a ghoul who was,
okay.
who has been receiving the medicine like on a regular basis and able to like keep up her appearance. Because I think they only start to degrade if they are injured or whatever and don't have
the stuff.
The stuff.
Yeah. So she must have found Rose already in advanced ghoulism. Yeah. Okay.
And then just, oh, which is just gross.
Yeah.
Like, that's so sad. I mean, because that's a long time she would have been kept her there in,
yeah,
in a terrible state.
A terrible state. And clearly someone she loves.
Yeah.
And yeah. Oh my gosh. There were so many great lines in this. So many. This is America. Everybody has a sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh my.
I don't know. So I'm intrigued though by the Overseer Vault 31.
Mm-hmm.
Are they, do they go asleep and only come out sometimes? Do they get regenerated?
Yeah, it is a little confusing, like, because clearly this is a part of the experiment that's going on there. Although they're sort of the, okay, I guess it was said at the end, where is your father going? He's got a boss. You know, so who is it that's pulling all the strings? Because he's clearly a very powerful band, but now we know he's part of a sort of a team of powerful people who rotate through the
right
overseer roles or whatever. So, yeah. Then why has he aged so much? Is that just calculated in terms? And that, you know, Betty, I mean, she's in her 80s.
Yeah, I was confused by that because Betty obviously there to be to take over.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, her dad clearly around 200 years ago. So put into stasis, is he only being brought out now? Like, was he only brought out, you know, then, like, to, you know, to be the,
like how,
to become then the overseer of 32 eventually, to have like to be that overseer at this time period, or has he been the overseer before? Is he like a, do they make clones of them? Like, I'm confused by that,
yeah,
you know, part of it. Like, that seems, I don't know,
and also that
unsure of that.
His son spent about 4 minutes considering whether he was going to jump into the tube or not. Like, yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Like, dude, you know, wait a little while. Maybe you can figure out how to hack your way out.
Yeah. Threaten to destroy them all or something if he doesn't let you out. Do something.
Yeah.
It's a brain on wheels.
Right. I can't, I mean, must have some sort of protective mechanisms in it, but we already have noticed that they aren't terribly advanced. So you would think he would be able to overcome it and figure it out. But I guess maybe that will happen. We don't know that he got into the tube, do we? So,
no, yeah.
But Chet did have his best line of the whole show. You know, we live in a tube. We're all cowards.
Yeah, that was a really good line.
So I'm hopeful. Will we see Chet again? Will he get a little more brave? We'll see if he ever shows up again.
I hope so.
Yeah, because he seems to maybe finally be figuring it out that he's really quite a pawn in more than one game going on. Mm-hmm. So
it's crazy though.
How did you like the, when we finally got to several endings, it did seem to just sort of, the whole like last part of it, where it would just, you know, cut to black.
And then, keep going.
Cut to the new scene.
And then cut to black. That was weird for me.
That felt very, okay, this is for commercial television. You know, this is when we put the commercials in. Was probably throughout this whole thing was the most blatant, here's where the commercials go cuts to me. Because they do make such a deal out of the fact that it's being brought to you commercial free by Sony. So my guess is it was originally edited for commercial inserts. Because that was pretty clear. But, and the timing of them would equate to brought, you know, the free broadcast networks, where the last 10 minutes of the show takes an hour and a half to happen because of all the commercial breaks. Mm. But yeah, every time it cut, I'm like when she said okie dokie, I'm like, okay, that's the end.
Yeah.
Which would have made sense.
Yeah.
You know,
that's what I thought. I thought okie dokie.
Yeah.
Cut. That was exactly, I actually thought that was a great ending line.
Exactly. Yeah.
I was actually kind of upset that we had anything else after that, because I thought that was a perfect ending line.
It was a really great ending line. And I wasn't upset ultimately that we got a little more, because what we got was pretty good and important, but awfully drawn out, as was her scene, all of the stuff with her father. I mean, come on, how long can one person stand there in a catatonic surprise state, confused? It's like, we have not seen her act that dumbfounded and confused and catatonic throughout the entire episode.
Well, those are pretty big reveals, though.
Yeah. But there's also a war going on in back of you. And, you know, she's come pretty far as a warrior. So it's hard to believe she'd just stand there staring blankly for that long. Yeah, one or two, come on, open the door, would have given us what we needed. So I didn't really understand why that had to go on for so long. Because there was just nothing gained from it. That could have been much shorter and still just as meaningful. At this point, Max would have a skull full of mush. He's had how many significant, what would in the real world be pretty significant head injuries. And he wakes up after being unconscious for what would be a critical amount of time in real life. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, I'm awake now. I'm like, no, okay. Sometimes I really wish that Hollywood would take head injuries a little more seriously. Make it more realistic.
Because he was very with it when he woke up.
Yeah.
It didn't seem disoriented, nothing.
No. Yeah. I'm sad my girlfriend's gone.
I don't know. That fight scene was pretty crazy between the Raiders and the Brotherhood.
Yeah.
Definitely almost everybody died.
Mm-hmm. Except for that, I'm guessing, that small contingent that came up. And yeah, Moldover's people are definitely massacred. So we'll see. And now Max.
Yeah.
Is a knight.
Yeah. Which will be interesting to see what he does with it.
Yeah. I hope he does the right thing.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Yeah. Unlimited power.
Unlimited power, which you got to believe they're going to cut off right now. But I hope her final words had an impact on him. What will you do with this?
Well, he definitely already seemed to be very suspicious of the Brotherhood, like starting to turn that way.
Mm-hmm.
Although, like, learning that the vault is the reason that his city got bombed right before, not going to help with that. I don't know. Hopefully he doesn't decide to take the Brotherhood and try to, like, I don't know, attack the vaults or something.
Yeah. And what's Lucy going to do with it? Or Goosey? I love on your way, Goosey. Oh, I loved Vault 4. Obviously, she's still on the hunt for her father. And, you know, you have to wonder, what is Coop's goal in this? Because he knows the truth about his wife. So
he wants to find his daughter.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. So, I mean, does he think that they are in those tubes being kept in stasis? Like,
does he know about the tubes?
Well, I imagine he knows that something.
Something.
If he thinks his family is alive, and he knows something enough that he thinks he can find his family.
Yeah.
So, I mean, assuming he doesn't think his family is ghouls. Or, you know, so I guess I imagine he thinks he can find his family in some kind of good state, you know.
And then,
of course,
what's going to happen between him and his wife if and when he does find them? Because he's got to be a little pissed off that not only did she know about all this and actively work to make this happen, but that dropping the bomb was her idea. Yeah. Oh my God. We saw his reaction. I'm like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
How is she so evil?
Absolutely. Well, and we saw at the beginning of the season, he was nowhere near a vault.
Right.
When the first one dropped with his daughter.
Right.
So did she not even try to protect them in the end?
Did she know it would be dropped just right when it was? Did she know that?
So that would be interesting. I can't wait for season 2. Oh my gosh. I hope we don't have to wait long.
Well, I guess, like I said last week, I'm pretty sure it's already been filmed, or maybe it's being filmed right now, but yeah, please don't make us wait so long. Yeah.
So good though.
Yes. I'm satisfied with how that went. And I loved the shot of her dad, you know, like the sunrise coming up on the desert. Was like the original Kung Fu. It was right out of the original Kung Fu. That was like an opening shot for that series. I'm like, oh my God, it's Kung Fu. David Carradine just joined the cast. Oh, and hey, Eric Estrada doing a cameo.
Yeah, yeah.
That was pretty great.
That was great.
And I said, I'm like, this is some of the best acting he's ever done.
That's hilarious. That's so funny.
He was good. And as soon as, you know, I'm like, who is that? We know who that is. Oh my God, it's Punch.
Yeah, I really thought this was a great season finale, and that they gave us answers and left so much to be explored. This is exactly what a season finale should be, in that there were not that kind of fucking cliffhanger that you would be like, bullshit, this is like a bullshit that like leaves you so angry waiting until the next season. But there's so much left to be followed that you can't wait.
Right, exactly. It answers the major questions that came up throughout the season and gives us enough seed for next season.
Yeah.
Like, here's the new set of problems we're going to solve next season.
Yeah. Keeps the overarching thing. Like, yeah, it's brilliant. Like, the writers, like, chef's kiss to them, because this is exactly how it should be done. Again, going back to the continual like cuts of black thing was weird for me. We talked about episode 6, the way it was so long that it kept feeling like, well, this is the end, and it kept going, but it didn't have that. Was just like bonus. Mm-hmm. This is maybe the only time I've had kind of an issue with the show, and that the way it kept cutting to black and having that pause, I was like, I don't like this, because it feels like the end truly. And then it comes back and it doesn't feel like it flows. Yeah. It feels choppy. And I did not appreciate that.
Yeah. There was no reason for the cut to black. There was no reason for it. It could have just cut to the next scene.
Yeah.
And that would have made it feel okay, because I was fully 100% committed to the fact that when she said okie dokie, the cut to black, and I expected the credits. And it wasn't like a brief cut to black that you would normally get. It was a couple seconds, which on, you know, that's a long time in television. So yeah, it was really strange. And the only thing I can think is that was editing for commercials.
Which seems weird, because it's an Amazon production, so I don't know why it would have ever...
Because Amazon has commercials now.
But not at the end.
Only because it's being paid for by Sony. It's being presented commercial-free. Every episode, there were two ads before the episode saying,
yeah, okay,
brought to you commercial-free!
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So that's the only thing I can think to justify why they would do that. But why would you leave it that way?
Weird. None of the other episodes were. I don't know. Unless I'm missing some kind of weird symbolism that they were trying to add in there about, like, hey, look, we just showed you about, you know, commercialism. And, you know, now we're going to drive it home by, I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe that was supposed to be, but it was jarring and I didn't really appreciate it.
Especially since it wasn't the end of her storyline in this.
Yeah.
That then they came out of the Hollywood crypt. So yeah, it was weird. It was very weird.
But considering that's literally been my only complaint for the entire season, I'll take it.
Yeah. I'm pretty okay with it.
I'll give it 9.9 stars out of 10.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely agree. And let's see what happens with the cold fusion.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
there must be some way, because she knew she was dying. She knew it was important to get that going. So how?
Maybe without a Vault Tech person, you can't stop it too. So like once it's going, you have to leave it going and you can power the city. And
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
But yeah, it seemed a little strange that we did it. Okay, but yeah, are they just going to shut it down right now? I mean,
Well, anyways, y'all should go watch it. It's phenomenal. If you have not watched it yet, I mean, you've listened to us talk about the entire season.
Even though you might know what you know, it's still pretty awesome to watch. Yeah. It's good. I mean, I've watched it, I think, 5 times.
I am on the first episode of the Chris O'Dowd Show on Apple. What is it called? The Great Game Show?
The Big Door Prize.
The Big Door Prize. Wow, I was really off on that.
Game show.
I knew it had something to do with a prize. The Big Door Prize. Yeah. So I'm just partway through the first episode, but enjoying it so far. Not what I was expecting. I don't know why.
It's very difficult to explain what it is. And even if you watch the trailer does not really accurately represent what happens throughout it and the tone of it. It's
interesting. So I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Yeah,
so
I'm glad you're watching it. I have to pick up Sugar again. And whatever else, we got to find some stuff to watch.
Yeah, but we will let you guys know where we're watching. And in the meantime, let us know what y'all thought of Fallout.
Watch it, watch it, watch it.
Yeah. And
if nothing else, for survival skills for when they decide to do this.
And then we will catch you next time.
See ya.